evening. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. This is the first time that I've ever done a radio show all by myself, so we may have a few technical screw-ups here tonight, but it's not the fault of the guys at Republic Broadcasting. It's my fault, but I think we'll make it through the evening one way or the other. I want to say, first of all, I want to thank John Stattmiller and Danny Romero and my producer tonight, Paul Martin, for their kindness in actually asking me to do this program. I've done hundreds of radio shows as a guest over the years, but this is something new for me, coming on the radio all by my lonesome and talking to you people out there. I've gotten to know a lot of people around the country over the years by telephone, over the radio, that is, doing radio shows, and I hope some of you are listening out there tonight. It's a very scary thing to think that I'm going to have to be with you here for a whole hour tonight and keep on talking, but, you know, that's one thing I can do. I can talk. A lot of radio show hosts tell me that sometimes when they have me on as a guest, all they have to do is just sit back and ask me a question and let me go from there. So we'll see how it works out here tonight. But when we have some time to really sit here and talk for a little bit, we're going to have a break coming up. But I'll come back and tell you a little bit about myself, if you don't know who I am. I sometimes think a lot of people are very presumptuous and assume that because they've written a few books or written for newspapers that everybody knows who they are. Well, I'm aware of the fact that there's probably a lot of people out there who don't know who I am, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I will start off by saying, though, right now I'm probably best known as a correspondent for American Free Press newspaper, based in Washington, D.C., and I also write for the Barnes Review magazine. It's a bi-monthly historical magazine. And, of course, for roughly 20 years of my life, I was a regular correspondent for the Spotlight newspaper based here in Washington. It went out of business in 2001, but in those years at the Spotlight, I got to know a lot of good people in the patriotic movement, and I guess just by consequence of having been doing this writing and speaking for more than half my life, it's kind of hard to believe. I'd like to think I've accomplished a little bit. So this new venture into radio is something that I'm gonna try it out, and I hope you people out there listening will support my efforts here. And if you like what you hear, or if you don't like what you hear, at least let me know, and also tell your friends, you know, tell them there's this nutty guy named Mike Piper coming to you every night, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right out of Washington, D.C. I don't pretend to know everything that's going on here, but I'd like to think that over the years I've gotten a pretty good idea of what's going on, and you know, writing about what's happening in Washington, I tend to take a contrarian point of view toward a lot of the things here, and a lot of the things that I've written and certainly said on radio and will be saying on radio are things that, they may not be unfamiliar to you, the listeners, but they are to a lot of people. We'll talk more when we come back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies beeswork of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, D.C. This is my premiere on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm surprised we already have a caller, Jeff from Massachusetts, and I'm going to bring him up in a minute here. I hope he's calling to tell me that he likes me, but if he doesn't like me, that's fine, too. We'll find out what he has to say. Before we went to this brief break, I said we'd come back and I'd tell you a little bit more about myself. I mentioned that I'm a regular columnist for American Free Press, and I write for the Barnes Review History Magazine, and I'm also the author of three books, Final Judgment. It's a book about the Kennedy assassination. Another book called The High Priests of War. It's about these neoconservative warmongers who got us into this mess in Iraq, and if they have their way, they're going to get us into a lot more messes before it's all over. And my new book, the one that just came out, or actually it's been out now about 6 months, is called The New Jerusalem, and it's pretty provocative. It's very straightforward look at the ramifications and extent of Zionist power in America. And I'm very pleased to say that Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani, who are known for Wing TV on the internet, they've put out a book called The Michael Collins Piper Reader, which is an assembly of some of my writings over the years. It's actually kind of interesting. It's kind of funny to think of having your name in the title of a book, and I'm not that presumptuous, again, as I say, to think that people would be excited to know there's a Michael Collins Piper reader out there. So now American Free Press has put out a new version of the book. It's under a different title called Dirty Secrets, Crime, Conspiracy, and Cover-Up During the 20th Century. And I think if you've just been listening to me for the last 5 minutes or so, you kind of get the idea of where I'm coming from. I've been called a conspiracy theorist, but of course I don't think of the things I write about as theories. I consider them facts because that's precisely what they are. I try to focus on what's happening behind the scenes in official Washington, some of the manipulations and moves of the power groups like the Israeli lobby, and that is something I write about quite frequently and something I will be talking about quite frequently. And groups such as the Bilderberg, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, all these people who pull the strings, the people and the players who are in fact running and ruining things here in America. So we'll be talking on the radio here. We'll be talking about a lot of these things. And as I say, you know, a lot of what I have to say is considered controversial. So if you don't like controversy, don't listen. I mean, we want people listening. We want you to tune in RBN and hear all these guests. But, you know, if these are the kind of things that upset you, I'm sorry to say that they upset me too. But that's why I write about them, because I consider myself a loyal American. I've been called anti-American by people, you know, who support the Bush administration and who support its policies. Yes, I have been called anti-American, but somebody once called me a flag-waving super patriot, and they were calling me that to defame me. So I've been called everything in the book, but I've pretty much gotten used to it. So I don't want to keep Jeff waiting too much longer, so let's bring him up.
Oh, yes. How's it going?
Well, this is a new experience, Jeff.
Welcome aboard, like I say, to any RBN host on the network who's premiering, and congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. When Danny Romero from Republic Broadcasting called me up and told me that they wanted me to do a show, I thought he was calling me to be a guest on somebody's show. And when I realized he was talking about me having my own show, I said nothing for a moment. And then I said, my God. And then I said, well. And then I realized I was speechless. And I said to Danny, I said, here, you want me to do a radio show and I'm speechless. So,
wow.
So that was probably a first in history. I started talking before most people start talking. So, so I guess I'll probably have a lot to say here, but I appreciate you calling.
I have my point. My main point is this, which is when you look at the way people vote and the way people think and everything like that, I mean, I'm going to use this as a very good example, which is the California election. Remember the California election when it was a three-way race between Bustamante, Schwarzenegger, and McClintock?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is my main thrust, which is the Republicans will not go with the real patriot like McClintock, who is pro-life, you know, a straight shooter for the most part, and so forth. For the most part, he was deep sixed, and Schwarzenegger, who is a weak sister, is you know, a big tent Republican, the neocon, the rhino. Probably an internationalist at boot. That's what the people want, and that's scary because you'll see this mindset go through the strains of American life, which is it's better to have half the loaf than none of the loaf.
Well, you know something, I'll tell you, I agree with you 100% there, but I'll tell you what, in my own experience, I remember when I first started getting interested in politics, basically, you know, looked at the world as Republican versus Democrat. Then I started to see the differences, you know, and then I started thinking in the liberal conservative type way. But, you know, since I've been in Washington basically since 1978 and, you know, kind of actively writing and being involved in things since about 1981, so basically 25 years. But since that time and watching things as they work here in Washington, I've started to see that it's not even philosophy that really counts. It's power. It's money. It's you know, and you know, this big scandal we have with Jack Abramoff here in Washington now, you know, they're playing it as a Republican scandal. But, you know, the fact is there have been a lot of corruptions and misdeeds on the part of members of Congress of both political parties, and yet You know, people look at it in a partisan fashion when, in fact, it really all comes down to power and money. So the average American, and this is my point, Jeff, the average American has not gotten beyond the Democratic and Republican labels, and they still really believe that those things count.
And you know what the funny thing is? George Wallace said there's not a dime's worth of difference between the parties. And what you have to go for is you have to go for an independent who is not connected to any of this garbage. And you see, the simple fact of the matter is these politicians don't want to offend the blue-haired grandmothers when they say, I want to eliminate Social Security. They don't want to offend the minorities when they say, oh, we want to eliminate Martin Luther King Day and we want to eliminate welfare and everything. They don't want to offend the immigrants when they say, oh, we want to close the border to stop illegal immigration because maybe some of those illegals are relatives of the legal immigrants.
well, this is what this kind of reminds me of. You know, there's a lot of newspapers in this country, small town weeklies and dailies, that, you know, they do a fairly good job on bringing, you know, the local news to the readers and so forth. But they also have a tendency to only bring happy news. They desperately try to avoid reporting on substantive things. Because, you know, it's your next-door neighbor who is the county commissioner, you know, and you don't want to write an article about him that upsets him. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. And you hit, like me, you hit the nail right on the head. The thing is, people don't want to lose careers. They don't want to lose opportunities. So they go with the weak sister who has the best chance of winning. I mean, screw principles. Let's go for the George W. Bush type of Republican. Screw Pat Buchanan. He's too far to the right. He's a Fourth Reich Republican. We can't elect him. He's unelectable. He's rough around the edges. He doesn't smile. He wants to cut off all foreign aid. He's the devil himself. Let's go with the neocon.
Well, you know, it's so funny, though, because I remember, as I say, when I was first getting interested in politics, that was around the time Ronald Reagan was running for president. I was a little bit active in a local Republican party, and all the local Republican hacks were saying, oh, Ronald Reagan's, he's too conservative. He's too this, he's too that. Well, Reagan ends up getting elected president, and these same Republicans who a year and a half before were saying he was too conservative and too old were tripping over themselves to be as one with Ronald Reagan in the new administration. So that told me a lot about political party hacks and how unprincipled they really are, because suddenly these people who thought Reagan was too conservative were now they were saying he was the best thing since sliced bread.
You are 100% right, but you see, you know how Reagan won? It's because the insiders squeezed Ronald Reagan. They said, Reagan, you cannot have Mr. So-and-so as vice president, you must have our man George Herbert Walker Bush.
In fact, at that time in the old Spotlight newspaper, we had a correspondent who had gone to the Republican convention, and he brought us back this story. It was very interesting, and I never saw this printed anywhere else but in the Spotlight, that according to his sources, when Reagan was told that he had to have George Bush, H.W. Bush, as his running mate, Reagan apparently kicked a waste can across the room. and I have absolutely no doubt that that story is 100% true.
Oh, yes, I believe it.
I think we have a break coming up here, Jeff. If you want to hang on, please do.
Sure, I'll be happy to.
All right.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold. A $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold. Delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134. Or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., my premier show on Republic. We have a guest, or I should say we have a caller on with us, Jeff, calling from Massachusetts. He and I have just been chatting here about some things. I kind of getting acquainted with the format of the show here this evening and just kind of rattling off a few ideas. And, you know, over the break, I was thinking about something, Jeff. It's kind of funny.
Yes.
I know years ago, as I say, the first time I ever saw the Spotlight newspaper was before I ever started writing for it. I opened it up, and I said, well, this is a pretty interesting newspaper, and I could tell it's kind of along my philosophy and everything. But, you know, they had articles in there about something called the Federal Reserve.
And
you know, it's kind of funny. I think a lot of the readers will, or the listeners, will be amused by this. You know, I looked at this and I said, you know, I knew what the Federal Reserve was. That's the thing that issued our money, you know. And I said, what have they got against the Federal Reserve? You know, I had absolutely no idea why the Federal Reserve was significant. And bear in mind, I was fairly well read at the time. But you know, it's funny. I remember years later then, after I'd been at the Spotlight for, 10, 15 years, and we were doing a radio show there all about the subject of the Federal Reserve. And at that time, I commented on that radio program. I said, I never knew what it was all about. And, you know, that's what it is all about. Money makes the world go round. And that's
That is a true statement. Let me add to that. I mean, really think about this. What are some of the third rails in politics? Because this is very important because we have these third rails in politics. That's why good candidates cannot run for office. One of the third rails is Social Security. Another third rail is dismantling the Federal Reserve and the IRS. Another third rail, and I hate to say this, is eliminating all foreign aid across the board. Even, and I hate to say this, but and this is an evolution in my thought, even stopping aid to Israel.
Yeah, well, you see, that's it. There's all these little no-nos. Exactly. You know, they get us to, this is what it comes down to. The big power players, you know, it all comes down to money. They get us distracted with all these other issues, these hot-button issues that special interest groups raise money on. You know, I mean, this is what they did. When John Ashcroft was nominated as Attorney General, you had, on the one hand, you had pro-life groups coming in support of him, and on the other hand, you had pro-abortion groups going against him. You had, you know, it was just the gay rights groups against him, you know, against him. All these hot-button issues, everybody was getting all excited. But, you know, when push came to shove, the fix was in. John Ashcroft was going to be nominated, or he was going to be ratified by the Senate, and he indeed was. So they get us distracted with all these things.
On issues.
And in the meantime, the country's being raped and robbed by the Federal Reserve, and it hits everybody in the pocketbook, and they don't even know it.
You are absolutely right. And the reason why I mentioned foreign aid is this, and there's principles. Number one, nations don't have friends, they have interests.
That's right.
Number one. Number two, and this is not an anti-Semitic statement, when the government gives money to any country, it goes through several of what I call filters, which is money gets filtered to the lawyers, they get kickbacks to the political hacks. I mean, all these filters. So if you send $1.5 billion to Egypt and Israel, that money goes through so many filters that the people don't even get, that the Israelis don't even get the money anyways, and with that money comes strings attached to it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Dave, you know, in my next lifetime, I'm going to come back as a member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors.
I like that.
Hey, listen, we have another caller here on, Dave from Arkansas. So, Jeff, I'm going to let you go right now,
but I
just want to say thanks for calling. I really appreciate that.
Hello, Michael.
Do we have Dave out there?
Yes, Michael.
Yes, how are you, Dave?
Oh, fine, thanks, and a hearty welcome to the great forum of truth.
That's right.
You betcha. Looking forward to your words of wisdom, and I have a little take on that so-called address last night.
Oh, tell me about it, yeah.
Well, as the camera panned across the room, it occurred to me that I was looking at the greatest collection of criminals I've ever seen.
All right, now listen. Let me tell you something. I live here on Capitol Hill. I live just a few blocks from the Capitol building, and I eat in the restaurants around here all the time, and I see members of Congress and their staffs coming in for dinner.
Right.
And if I've said this once, I've said it 50 times. I may have even said it right here on Republican on another show at one time or another, but I kid you not. When I see these people sitting down and listening to their conversations, and boy, do I hear some conversation, it reminds me of a scene out of The Godfather.
Right on.
I absolutely kid you not. But
right.
You know, but I'll tell you something else, too, which is kind of interesting. I've noticed this over the years. The members of Congress themselves tend to be more down to earth and human in their appearance and their manner and their way of expressing themselves than the people who work for Congress. There's a lot of these professionals, so-called,
right,
who are in there, you know, for the long term, and they're the ones who are running things.
Right.
Well, listen, we're going to have to go to a break here, but if you want to stick around over the break, please do.
Okay, I'll do that, Michael.
All right, great.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm in Washington, D.C., and if you want to call in, we have a call-in number here. It's an 800 number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, and we're talking to Dave from Arkansas right now. Dave, I want to ask you a question.
Let's try, Michael.
Now, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, so that means you're intelligent. You're one of these people. You have an inquiring mind, you know, and you've sought out alternative media. You've sought out an independent voice.
Right.
Now, I don't know how old you are, Dave, but have you always been this way?
Well, I'll tell you what, Michael, I just turned 69.
Okay.
And
when did you wake up?
Oh, gosh. I've been doing investigative research for about 30 years.
Oh, okay. So you've been at it for a long, long time then.
And
that's good. That's good to hear that. Yeah.
It's interesting that, it was back in the late 60s. For 5 years, I was a pilot with Eastern Airlines.
Oh, okay. All
based
right.
Out of Washington National Air Force.
Oh, okay. You know the area then. All right.
Oh, I knew it well then. In fact, a Georgia congressman used to take me to lunch over on the hill at the Rotunda.
Oh, right, exactly, yeah.
And
talk about scandals. That place was, I could go into some stories about that, but I won't. This is a family hour.
Oh, boy, I just wonder what kind of deals were cut in the men's room.
Well, like I say, I can tell you that the Rotunda restaurant here in Capitol Hill, that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was actually owned by Bobby Baker, who was a top aide to Lyndon Johnson. And yeah, you could probably write a book about the Rotunda and what went on over there.
Oh, I would have liked to have been a little mouse listening over in the corner.
I used to have a friend who drank here in the bars in D.C. back in the 50s, and he used to drink with a lot of congressmen, and he could tell me some stories I want to tell you. Like I say, well, you know what I'm talking about. It's a real experience to see it.
right,
actually happening. And
right. This congressman told me personally that hardly a day goes by that he doesn't find an envelope stuffed full of money on his desk, and he doesn't know where it came from, but maybe a couple of days later somebody come in for a favor, you know.
Well, you know, there used to be a congressman, a very flamboyant figure. His name was Daniel Flood. He was from Pennsylvania. He was a former Shakespearean actor who had gone into politics, and he was the head of, I believe it was the House Appropriations Committee, and in any case, he had his hand on the purse strings, particularly in the area of foreign aid. And now the rumor is the man's dead, so he's not going to be able to sue me for libel. And considering the fact that he got convicted on some corruption charges,
right.
I think it's pretty safe to say that the stories are probably true. But the legend is that he used to insist before he would appropriate foreign aid to various countries, various and sundry, he had an empty desk drawer in his office desk in Congress, in his congressional office. And when a representative from a foreign republic would come in to ask for money, he would pull this empty desk drawer open and say, "You can put my share right in here." And you know what? I believe that story.
I don't doubt it a bit.
Yeah, that's right. So you've been at this a long, long time then. How did you come about coming to recognize that let's just put it this way, for want of a better way of putting it, that what ABC and NBC and CBS were telling you was not necessarily true? What opened your eyes?
Well, the fact that all of the media in this country, including book publishers, textbook publishers, radio, TV, the whole gamut, is owned by maybe six families.
Well, you know, that's why at American Free Press, our kind of unofficial slogan is, the media is the enemy.
Of course, J.P. Morgan, you know, back in, I think, 1915, bought the 25 largest newspapers in America to control the so-called public opinion.
This is a point that I always hammer away at. I'll say it probably every night I'm on radio. I've written it 100 times. I've said it 1,000 times. People in America do not understand that these networks are. Let me reword this. What people perceive the networks to be as free information, you know, they mm-hmm. you know, they know that they pay their electric bill, you know, they know, but they think they can turn on the radio or they can turn on the television, and there's these friendly people, you know, Dan Rather and Walter Cronkite, coming into their homes every night, bringing them the news. They look upon it as kind of a free service,
right?
And people don't understand, you know, they know that they pay 25 cents a day for their newspaper. But they think that the newspaper is kind of like a friendly public service. They don't understand that newspapers and the major controlled broadcast media, thank God there's independent voices like Republic and newspapers like American Free Press, but they don't realize that these publications are controlled very tightly at the highest levels by a very small handful of people who use that for political power.
David Rockefeller said it pretty well some years ago, I believe. I could paraphrase. He was speaking to newspaper publishers and reporters and so on, thanking them that if it hadn't been for them and their not asking direct questions for 40 years, they could never have advanced their globalist agenda as fast as they have.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, see, this is the thing. You have to, you know, and I know you know this. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. But what the situation here now is in this country is that, you know, in the old Soviet Union, the government controlled the media. But here in the United States, the people who control the media control the government. And once you come to recognize that, that's where it all stands. It's all political. It's all money, as we said earlier.
By the way, have you ever heard of the author? He's now passed away, Anthony C. Sutton.
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, I had some correspondence with him about 25 years ago. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, he co-authored a book with a friend of mine, Patrick Wood, Trilaterals Over Washington.
Right. I remember. I think I have a copy of that book.
You bet. Well, Pat is just back up on the
internet with his own website, AugustReview.com.
Oh, I'll check that out. AugustReview.com, yeah.
Please. And also my website, NoMoreSurfs.com, S-E-R-F-S, has a link to Patrick's website and others.
It's No More Surfs?
Right.
NoMoreSurfs.com.
Right on.
All right, listen, appreciate you calling. We have another caller here, BP in Florida, so let's jump over with him. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Howdy. You being in Washington, you're probably just the person to help me try to decipher a code.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'll try it.
Okay. I'm kind of a minor prophet here in Florida. I had a dream recently. In the dream, a general walked up to me and said, G-57, are you ready? And for the last month or so, I've been trying to figure out what G-57 could mean. And here's a couple things I think that it might mean.
Go ahead.
It's definitely some kind of a government code. I think it could denote a specific time or day of the year, like possibly the 57th day of the year, which could be February 26th, and 57 could also denote Heinz 57 sauce, meaning all kinds of things are going to happen on that day. Now, I was wondering what you might think.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to scoff at anything you had in a dream. There's a lot of people, you know, who say, oh, well, dreams are just dreams. But, you know, in the Bible, God communicated to people through dreams. So if you believe in the Bible, you have to believe in what you might want to call dream power and things like that. And I can tell you, and I'm not afraid to mention this live on the radio, but I've actually had a number of unusual dreams that have actually come true. So,
yes,
I can't dispute what you're saying. G-57, I couldn't even begin to guess what that is. But see, that's the thing. Sometimes you learn things that are in your unconscious and they come to you in dreams as well. And you may have picked up on something somewhere. I do know this much that I've gotten a lot of emails from friends lately. You know, who are tuned into what's happening in the world today, or at least what we perceive to be happening in the world today. And there seems to be a running thread that in these communications from these people, that they have this sense that something is about to happen.
Yes, I feel that too. I feel something very soon is about to happen, and I've had several other dreams, one of which there were three magazines, and I picked up one, and it had the war in Iraq on the cover. I picked up another one. I had no interest in it at all. And then the third magazine I picked up, and I was very interested in it, and I was just stunned by it, because on the front cover of it was a major atomic explosion.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you see, you've just put your finger on something here that's very disturbing to me because, I did not watch George W. Bush last night on television. I preferred to read what he had to say because I frankly find him very annoying for a variety of reasons, not to mention not the least of which is the fact that I probably disagree with virtually everything that he holds dear, and it's a kind of ironic for me to have to say that because I always kind of fancied myself kind of a standard conservative Republican. What he's doing now, he has put the United States in a position of being the enemy of the world.
He's doing it on purpose too.
Yeah, you know this is I'll tell you something. I have been very fortunate within the last 3 or 4 years that I've been all over the world. I was to Moscow, Russia. I was to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I was to Tokyo, Japan. I was to Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, and I was all over Canada. So I've done an immense amount of traveling.
That's great.
But the amazing thing is, we're constantly told how everybody hates us. But in all of those places, And I met, in those travels, I met some of the richest people in the world, and I met some of the poorest people in the world. And invariably, what they all would tell me was this. Oh, you're an American. We love America. We like America. We love to come to America. We think your country's great. We just don't like your president and the people who are running your country.
Exactly. The people that are running our country are probably in Europe. And Georgie is just their puppet.
You know, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. We published a picture of Mr. Bush it's going to be in an American Free Press document this week. And this picture is very interesting because it's a strange view of George Bush. That it doesn't quite look like George Bush, but it is George Bush. And, you know, what's interesting is one of our staff members said, looking at this unusual picture of him, he reminds me of someone I knew as a child who was deaf and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, that's very profound because basically this man is essentially, there's something missing there. And
he has a mental disorder.
The words that come out of his
actually does.
The words that come out of his mouth have been put there by other people.
He has the same mental disorder that Lyndon Johnson had, which is some type of a depression.
Well, there have been a lot of rumors, you know, circulating around about Bush, but you know, I think the bottom line of it is, you know, you can pretty much tell by his behavior that. There's something lacking there, and that's a real danger, and that's why we have real reason to be concerned.
He's a manic depressive, just like Lyndon Johnson.
Well, I tell you what, BP, we got two callers from Lyndon Johnson, some state of Texas, waiting to come on here. So if you don't mind,
excellent.
I'm going to say goodbye to you for now.
Well, thanks for talking.
All right.
God bless you.
Appreciate it. Now let's bring up Ray from Texas.
Michael?
Yes, how are you, Ray?
Wonderful to speak with you, my friend.
All right. Appreciate you calling in.
This is my first time to listen, and a buddy of mine from Houston sent me the site on my computer, and I clicked on it and was listening to the program about the time you gave the phone number.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that. That's good. Well, that's it. Both of us are having a premiere tonight.
Well, great. Great. And I have corresponded with you before.
I for some reason I thought maybe I knew you. Yeah.
Hey, I'm the history former history teacher that recommended your book.
Oh,
That's me, my friend. And Mike, it was wonderful listening to your previous couple of callers and about what y'all had to say about Bush. And this last gentleman from over in Florida about LBJ.
Yeah.
I want those guys to know that thinking Texans feel exactly as he does about those two guys.
Interesting.
And, you know, it's in my emails to friends when we talk politics and whatever, I disavow both of those guys. I say, you know, neither of them. Of course, Bush was born in Connecticut, but claims Texas at his home, and LBJ was born here, raised here, and everything else. But my goodness, neither of them exemplify what a real Texan is about.
No, LBJ, I was just doing some reading about him the other day. He was a pretty shady guy.
Absolutely. He was like, you know, we referred to him as like a mafia capo or whatever. And the things that he would do. And, you know, Mike, when you were asking the caller before this last one about what was his awakening, you know, how long had he been aware of things going on, mine was the JFK murder and subsequent cover-up. I was 20 years old when JFK was killed in Dallas, and I smelled a rat from the start. And, you know, I couldn't believe this stuff, this Warren Commission. And here in Texas, you know, I made a trip or two up there. I found a handful of people that had been there and what they had to say and things like this. And I knew that we were being fed a line of garbage. And what really gets me, Mike, is, you know, that government cover-up of that Warren Commission fairy tale History repeats itself, as you well know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, I think personally, and then 911 comes and we get this phony commission that gives us a fairy tale again. And I personally think that we are being set up right now for another 911 and soon.
This is the real concern. And, you know, I am so concerned about it myself.
Yeah, I feel like that the big boys that are running, calling the shots and pulling the strings on their puppet Bush right now are anxious to get us into a fight with Iran, and they want to, there will be another incident. That last caller talking about...
Hey Ray, we got to take a break here. I hear that music shouting at
us. Oh, I'm sure.
All
okay.
Right. Hang on.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. This is my premier night on RBN. It's a real pleasure to be here. We've had some nice calls. We have Ray from Texas, and we got Farmer from Texas hanging on there, Ray, so I'm going to have to throw you off in a minute or so here.
Yeah, right.
I just want to say something to the audience out here. This is gentleman Ray that I'm talking to right now is the kind of guy that we need more of in the academic world. I've been in touch with this man for quite a few years. I think maybe the last time we actually spoke was probably about 10 years ago, actually, on the telephone.
That's true.
We email all the time, and this is a gutsy kind of guy, and it just goes to show that there are there are some good people out there in the academic world, and we need to encourage them and stand behind them. So,
Mike, I appreciate that very much, and I do want you to be able to get to the other caller from Texas. Let me just say one more thing.
Yeah, please.
One thing that really helped open my eyes was, let's call it a first-hand visit with a historical character. Thanks to an article in the Journal of Historical Review years ago, I wound up meeting and having in my home overnight two or three times. He came to Victoria for speaking to small groups that I got together, and I shared much free time with this gentleman by the name of Tyler Gatewood Kent.
Interesting fellow.
Yes, and Mr. Kent revealed to me after a couple of visits and looking at my library and understanding that he pointed to all these things in my library, and he said, "Do you ever read these?" I said, "I've read every one of them." And so he opened up to me with things that he had probably not said, and I still carry those with me, and that's why I feel like I have some firsthand knowledge about critical things that have happened. So,
well, that's it. You were very. I met him once in passing, very briefly. Unfortunately, I never had the chance to really talk to him, but. Quite a man.
Well, Mike, someday soon maybe I'll get to call back on this show and get back with you.
Absolutely. We've got to get together, Ray.
Certainly. I would really enjoy that, and I'm going to be listening right here as you go to your next guest. Thanks,
okay,
Mike.
Great. Thanks for calling, Ray. Let's bring up Farmer. He's been waiting patiently.
Hi, Michael, welcome to the RBN Network. I've got a couple one question that maybe you can answer in the time left, and then a couple ideas for some future programs.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
The question that I have is, what are your top four sources of information that you use on a daily or weekly basis to keep yourself informed on what's happening? And then the two ideas, and then I'll mention the two ideas, and then I'll hang up and listen. The two ideas for future programs is, I know you've written a book, New Jerusalem, that you mentioned, but on a future program, if you could explain to those of us that have prayed to the God of Israel all our lives as Christians, if you could explain to us the whole thing about the Zionism and that whole thing, a lot of us out here that are just unclear about that whole thing.
Okay.
And then the other, maybe the caller Ray could answer this one. But what would you recommend as a history curriculum for those of us that teach our kids at home? What would you all recommend for books or whatever for teaching history to our kids?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We got a break coming up here, and we have just a few minutes left. I'll wrap up the show with the response to those comments there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. And what, like 2 minutes left then, right? Oh, this is, ooh, okay, well, learn something new every day. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I knew I might make a mistake. We don't have any more time left, but we can come back to all this tomorrow night. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and appreciate it very much. And thanks again to Republic Broadcasting Network for allowing me this time. Wonderful.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.